when this girl died, it's something that you didn't see. Cause when she died, you murdered the part of me. I guess that's why I'm a lyricist. That's why I put poetry through your ear. So that you can see that my word is worth more than a golden diamond chandelier.
Sheldon Fountain Jr. is 14 years old. WUWM's Marge Pitroff reported his poem called Generally Speaking, A Reason for Poetry. She recorded that as part of our Project Milwaukee series on youth violence. Many of Milwaukee's young people are bursting with lyrics and words, or they just love to read. We continue our look at violence in the city with a view inside the Milwaukee Public Library. Librarians call them library kids, the ones who show up most days after school, maybe because they love books, maybe because they have nowhere else to go. Joy Price is a Milwaukee native, a graduate of Marquette who started working at the library in college. Now she is young adult librarian and also coordinator of a library program called Stop Teen Violence, presenting seminars and events for young people. Joy Price, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You see so many kids in your job. When they come into the library, what do you sense that they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for a safe place to be, hang out with their friends, be on the computer, read books. So it's a variety of things that they're looking for.
You've started this campaign, and it's fairly new, the Stop Teen Violence campaign. Is the idea that, you know, okay, this is one of the places that kids come, we can reach them here.
We have lots of teens in the libraries, and we want to show them that this is a safe place you can be, and that here's how you can learn how to keep yourself safe when you're outside our building.
So if they're already there, and they're already engaged in books, or at least they like being at the library, you can kind of reach out to them when they're already comfortable?
Most definitely. We have teen forums every month or every other month. And we really try and do programs so that we can keep them engaged while they're in our building.
Tell me about the Stop Teen Violence campaign, because, I mean, in one sense, it's kind of sad that, you know, you're a library and you're encouraging literacy and reading, but at the same time, you have to address this issue at the same time.
Yes, we most definitely have to address it because we see a lot of our young people, they're getting into fights, they're getting into trouble, and we want to provide some tools for them so they can learn how to stay away from those situations. So that's why we came up with this program, and our teen advisory board has been very instrumental in coming up with various activities that would keep them engaged.
Tell me about the teen advisory board. So you found real kids who are out there living the life.
Yeah, we have teens all over from Milwaukee. They come together on a monthly basis. They tell us kind of what we need to do as librarians because, you know, we're kind of old.
Now, how old are you?
I'm actually 26, but I'm considered old now. So we try and get an idea of what they like and what's fun and what's not. You know, what I thought was fun 10 years ago may not be fun now. So it's nice having them there, and they can give us ideas that really helped us. The Jeopardy game that we had last month in May, it's about the facts of violence.
So you're kind of turning it into a game. I mean, it's not funny, but you're trying to find a way to sell this information.
To keep them engaged. Yeah, just to keep them engaged.
The kids who are hanging out in the library, sometimes do you think that they're looking for something more? You just offer it to them, they'll grab it.
Sometimes they, you know, we have a program, they catch right on. Other times, you know, they want to be off to themselves. A lot of times we do have kids in the library who are looking for something to do. They don't want to go home. It's 8:29 and they're still there. So we try and give them opportunities to, you know, to meet new people and learn new things. And I think it's really important, especially if they're not getting it at home or at school.
And so you're the youth librarian. If you've got a kid who seems open to books or open to any media that they find at the library, what are the kinds of things that you're introducing them to?
I think the most popular thing right now is the graphic novels. There's pictures, there's easy reading. That's what lately is the most popular thing that we're introducing them to, because it's not like reading a 500-page book.
And are they kind of jostling over the computers? Does everyone want to be over the computer? Do kids sit in the corner?
Yes. Yeah. Computers are the most busiest thing. There's constant turnover with teens especially. And they like to go onto their websites or social networking websites. So
is that okay with you? Because at least they're in a safe spot. Or do you have to say, okay, you're out of here.
Now, sometimes they cross the line, so we have to say, hey, that's not okay. But for the most part, they do it pretty good.
So you grew up in the city and became a book person. Is there something that reached you that you remember? So you may be the ripe old age of 26, but what do you remember about being influential on you at that time?
I guess growing up in Milwaukee, you know, my mom took me to the library, and I just kind of caught on to it. And in college, it was nice because I was going to school in Marquette, and I walked right down the street to Central Library and go to work. I spent a lot of time of my life in the library. So I was like, hey, why not work here? Why not, you know, make a difference? A lot of different kids and teens in the library. I think there's a lot more programming going on now versus when I was younger. So I'm kind of thankful for that, and I've been making it my goal to make sure that we have more interesting programming, things that are interesting to teens.
And so that's what the advisory board is about, to try to figure out what it is that they care about.
Yeah, they advise us, you know, is this not cool? Is this something we want to do? Do you think teens would be interested? You're just the voice of Milwaukee for us.
Do you worry that the kids who are already gravitating to the library are not going to be the kids at the most risk to begin with? Or do you feel like you're reaching some of the ones who really are at risk for getting into trouble?
We have some kids that we can make a difference with, who are willing and open and ready to listen. Other teens, not so much. I mean, some teens, honestly, you have to kick them out because they're not listening, they're not obeying, they don't want to take advantage of the opportunities we have. So, I mean, if you're open-minded and willing to listen and you want to change and you want something different, then we can help you. If you're not like that, we really can't help you.
Well, Joy Price, thank you so much for telling us about your programs.
Thank you.
Joy Price is young adult librarian and coordinator of the Stop Teen Violence program at the Milwaukee Public Library. There's a seminar tonight at the Forest Home Library called Protect Yourself. Speakers will discuss safe relationships, conflict resolution, and self-defense. There's more information on the library's Stop Teen Violence program from our website, WUWM.com. Our Project Milwaukee series continues tomorrow with Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn. He says the grinding toll of violence is tough on police officers.
I mean, I know people in my business over the course of my life who've locked up the grandchildren of people they've locked up. All right, that's depressing. And so, you know, in many ways, our officers are challenged to create these provisional solutions to ongoing intractable social problems. My job and the job of policing strategy is to do two things. Number one, give them a sense of hope. We can make a difference.
The Milwaukee Police Chief, Tuesday, here on Lake Effect. Up next, today on the program, organic branches out from food to clothing. You're listening to Lake Effect here on Milwaukee Public Radio.